Ah, thank you, choir. We choose to honor our Lord today. Now, the choir and orchestra, I think, will come down and join us out here for the rest of our worship time and our other three calls to prayer. While they're slipping out, it'll take them just a moment to do that. I remind you, out in the foyer, you can sign up for the 100 Days of Prayer. It begins January 10. Pray for 100 days to Easter. If you sign up, I'm counting on you to pray. I'll send you reminders and things online to pray about. So if you'll go by, you can sign up out there this morning or right there on the front of your worship guide. You see the website. You just go on there. You punch it in. You put your first name, last name, email, submit. That's all there is to it. I did it. I'm signed up. It works. I tested it myself. All right? I'm not signing you up for anything else. I'm not going to sell your name. When we get done, that list will go away, all right? But for 100, I'm looking for 2,000 people to unite with us in prayer for 100 days. I'm praying God give us 2,000 people, that I'll send those reminders out every few days, and that we'll pray every day. If you want something to help you with your prayer life, there's a book out there today. It's a brand new devotional book. About two, three of us pastors, we wrote each one. I've got one chapter in here, and other pastors do. We do these every year. They're $10, and you can get them out there this morning as long as they last. Don't have enough for everybody to buy one, but they're out there, and you can get them at a greater price at the bookstore. But I'll sell you one for $10 this morning, the leather-bound edition. It walks through the Psalms and Proverbs this year. It's all about wisdom literature. Great prayer guide that would help you in your 100 days journey. If you'd like to get one of those, it's right by the table. First of all, we honor God this morning. It's a call to honor the name of the Lord. Number two, the second call this morning I want you to join me in is the call to do God's will. Now notice in the Lord's Prayer, Lord, we pray in this way, our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be your name. There's the first call. We've just been talking about honoring the name of the Lord, honoring his name with our gift, with our life, with our obedience. Secondly, is the call to do God's will. I want to call us this morning to be obedient to the will of God. Notice what the text says in verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will, not my. Obey the will of God. Some of you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. It would be his will for you to say yes to him and trust him. After you believe, you should be baptized. Just like this one we saw baptized this morning. And you've never been baptized. You ought to come today. We're going to baptize some folks in the second service. Then tonight in the faith service at 5:30, we'll baptize again. If you're ready to do that, we'll talk with you about believing and then coming for baptism. But there's a third B that I want you to see. Not only should you believe, not only should you be baptized, you should become like Christ. This is the transformation where we begin to say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Do you remember the first time you ever prayed, Lord, not my will, but your will be done? You remember? Boy, I will never forget it. I remember when I believed as a boy. I remember being baptized. Well, I really remember as a teenager saying, Lord, I want to go this way, but I know you're telling this is what I ought to do. I'm going to choose your will. Your way. Lord, I will obey. I want to become like Christ. The struggle is good. We come to those forks in the road. We say, Lord, not my will. Jesus taught us that on the cross. Lord, not my will, but yours be done in my life. So for the next few minutes, here's what I want you to do. I want you to find a partner. Everybody needs one partner, one by one. Keith, you and David, you can pray together right there on the front. Find a friend, somebody with you, all right? You may have to get up and walk across a bench. There's three on the front row, so Miss Helen's going to have somebody come up and pray with her right there. I don't want you in groups of three. I don't want you in groups of four. I want you in groups of two. So, well, Pastor, it's kind of dictatorial. Well, I'm in charge this morning, all right? No, seriously, this is the best way to do this, what I want you to do. And I want us to pray, and here's what I want you to pray. I want you to introduce yourself if you don't know that person. Hi, my name is Helen. Hi, my name is Ted. And I want you to pray. I'm going to come right over here, and I'm going to pray with John, and he's going to pray with me. For those of you that are new here, this is John Tyner. He's our new minister of music, and he's sitting at the piano, and he's going to help us this morning. Here's what I want you to pray. Find out who your partner is, and then I don't want you to pray for yourself. I want you to pray for your partner. And I want you to pray. And I'm going to pray for John. Lord, help him to know your will. And I know some things John's deciding about. God, help him. He's trying to grow a choir. He's trying to pick out music. He's trying to find a house. He's got some things in his life he needs to know the will of God about. Then John's going to pray for me, and he's going to pray, Lord, help the pastor to know exactly what he ought to be preaching about in months to come. Lord, help him to know about the will of God, and help him to submit to the will of God. So don't worry about praying about your own self right now. We're going to get to that. I want you to pray for someone else, that they would simply obey. Pray for them to have courage to obey. When we finish, John will begin to play quietly on the piano, and he'll begin to lead us in a song that will help us to come in that kind of obedience. And we'll just give praise unto the Father. Now, this is hard on Baptists. Baptists don't like quiet. They like noise. They don't like to participate. They like to come sit and listen. But this morning, I want you to engage in prayer. Now, some of you sit here and you're going to be very uncomfortable. And you say, I just can't pray out loud. Tell that person that. Hold their hand. Put your hand on their knee or whatever is comfortable on their shoulder. And you just pray in your heart if you can't pray out loud. And when you get done, just squeeze them. Don't squeeze them all the time you're praying. Just when you get done, just squeeze their hand and say amen. And they'll know that you're finished. But most of you can pray out loud. And if you're with someone that can't pray out loud, pray for them to have courage in this year, that they would come to the place that they could learn to verbalize their prayer unto the Lord. So, if you got a partner, this is yes, this is no. All right? This is yes. You got a partner, find your partner and begin to pray and do it. Don't fellowship. Find out a name and pray now.
Sing this with me.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in him he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart, no tongue can bid me thence depart. Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. Of word I look and see him there who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just satisfied, for look on him and pardon me, to look on him and pardon me. Behold him bear the risen lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness. Christ on high, with Christ. Christ, my Savior and my God. With Christ, my Savior and my God.
Father, help us to know and to do of your good pleasure. Teach us that obedience is better than any sacrifice. Teach Ollie what it means to obey in the year 2014. Help us, Father, not go right or left until you say. And then help us never hold back. In Jesus' name, amen. We're called to honor God's word, God's name. We're called this morning to do His will. There's a third call I want you to look at with me. This one can make us a little uncomfortable. It's the call to confess our sin. Whatever is in you, an action, an attitude. As I prepared this week, God nailed me on Thursday. I wrote in my journal for the first time a sin to confess. I don't mean it's the first time I confessed a sin. It's the first time I confessed this sin. I don't think I even knew the word for it. My personality will sometimes lead me to, the word is sullenness, S-U-L-L-E-N-N-E-S-S, to be sullen. And where that comes is not with so much my staff or with my church, but with my family. And if I'm not careful, I can be drawn in and just get sullen. There's a difference in that in sulling up. You're angry there. You just say, talk to me if you think you can. But this sin for me was just, okay, I just want to be by myself. I don't want to mess with nobody. Boy, God began to deal with me about that. I read it in the life of another preacher. And I said, God, that's it. That's a struggle for me. I need to. And so I brought that to the Lord in confession according to 1 John 1:9. I don't know what your sin is today. Your sin may not be mine, mine may be yours. But we all have them. And this morning we need to come clean before the Lord. And the Bible says if you'll confess, He will forgive. Amen. And He cleanses us. One of the greatest men in all of Scripture was King David. He was also one of the greatest sinners the Bible had ever seen. He was a leader of Israel. And yet he was the adulterer, the murderer. When he got ready to confess his sin, he wrote 19 verses in Psalm 51. And I want you to listen to those verses right now. And as soon as these verses are read to you, they come on the screen. When that's finished, I want us to get quiet and pray by yourself. You may just want to slip out on your knees. But I want us to take just a few minutes, and I want you to confess your sin unto the Lord. Some people often say to me, well, Pastor, I don't know exactly where to start. I'm telling you, just guess. You'll hit it 9 out of 10 times. But when the Spirit of God brings that laser in your heart, Lord, I lay that on the altar. God, forgive me. Then I want to show you the promise of what God will do if we listen to David's prayer and then make your own.
Psalm 51, a prayer for restoration. Be gracious to me, God, according to your faithful love, according to your abundant compassion. Blot out my rebellion, wash away my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my rebellion, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, I have sinned and done this evil in your sight. So you are right when you pass sentence. You are blameless when you judge. Indeed, I was guilty when I was born. I was sinful when my mother conceived me. Surely you desire integrity in the inner self, and you teach me wisdom deep within. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Turn your face away from my sins, and blot out all my guilt. God, create a clean heart for me, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore the joy of your salvation to me, and give me a willing spirit. Then I will teach the rebellious your ways, and sinners will return to you. Save me from the guilt of bloodshed, God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not want a sacrifice, or I would give it. You are not pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifice pleasing to God is a broken spirit. God, you will not despise a broken and humbled heart. In your good pleasure, cause Zion to prosper. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar.
Take your time to confess your sin. Father, thank you that you are gracious, that you wash us, that you cleanse us, that you purify us, that you create in us a clean heart. And you deliver us from our guiltiness. Father, do favor. Do good design. And build the walls of your city in this very place. Lord, I know you are pleased when you hear your people confess and cast their care over on you. I pray you would cleanse us and now fill us to be your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 8:1 says, there is now therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ. When you have come and said, Lord, save me and forgive me, and ask him to forgive you, he does not condemn you. He washes you. He's gracious to you. He cleanses you. He purifies you. He creates in you a new heart, a steadfast spirit, and he delivers us from guilt. I don't know what guilt you're carrying. God doesn't bring guilt to you. He wants you to roll that over on him, and he becomes the burden bearer. Confess it and give it to him. Say, Pastor, it'll be the last time I have to confess. Oh, no, probably not the last time today. But the Lord stands ready because the altar is open. A call to honor his name. A call to do his will. A call to confess our sin. But now there's one last call I want us to make this morning. One last call to prayer in this service. And that is the call to give God glory. In the Lord's Prayer that we started with, Lord, hallowed be your name. Honor to his name. Your will be done. Do God's will. Forgive us our debts as we confess our sin. And now, Lord, we pray for you to have glory. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That we give him glory. We come to him and we pour out our need unto him in supplication, In intercession, we come praying one for another. Now, I don't know what your prayer need is today, but you have one, and some people around you have one. Now, for this last prayer time, we're going to get in groups of three, no more than four. And when we get in that group, we're going to pray around that square, around that circle. I'm going to come down here with John, and Greg's going to come over and join us. That's going to be our triumvirate right here. The three of us are going to come together and pray. And as we pray, we'll pray right there. We're just going to get on our knees and pray. We're just going to call our needs out to the Lord. And I want you to get in a group of three. So you be finding your three right now, wouldn't you? Spy out the land. You got three? There you go. No more than four, because it'll take, if you get in six or seven, take you forever. Just a group of three would be the best. So you find three. Now don't begin until I tell you. Now listen to me, church, right here. You see the way we're going to pray together all? That's what I want us to do for 100 days beginning January 10th. We will pray together for 100 days, just like we're praying together now. We're joined together, and we will pray with one another. Again, if you've got someone and they just don't feel comfortable in a prayer circle, just either grab their wrist or whatever. When you're finished, you pray in your heart, then just squeeze their hand. They'll know it's time for someone else to pray. This is not a time for you to preach. This is a time for you to intercede. Whatever the need that you know of, you just bring that before the Lord. You pray for your pastor. You pray for your church. You pray for your nation. You pray for yourself. You pray for a burden you've got in front of you. You pray for some you've got to do in days to come. I want this to be the time when we just say to God, we glorify your name by casting our care over on you. His is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. He's here, and he's looking for his people to say, I need you. And when he does, his eyes are going to and fro through the whole earth, according to 2 Chronicles 16:9. And when he finds somebody with their heart turned completely to him, God will come and show himself strong. I'm telling you, he sits at the throne of grace today. He looks down, he says, Olive's crying out to me. I'm going to go and show myself strong on their behalf. I'm going to pray with a couple of my friends here. You pray. Maybe you're here, you're all by yourself. You don't know anybody. You've just walked in here and you say, this is a bunch of crazy people. You're right. Fools for Christ's sake. Just introduce yourself to someone and tell them, and they'll say, well, we welcome you. We're glad that you're here today. And let's simply call on the name of the Lord. So just pray with your friends in a circle of three, no more than four. And when we finish in a moment, Brother John's going to begin to sing, and then I'm going to lead us into our invitation time, because there's some people here today that need to know Christ. There are people here today that need to join this family. Some of you need to pray right now about coming and making a decision for Christ. More than anything, you just need to pour your heart out unto the Lord. I'm going to drop on my knees right here as these guys join me. Let's pray one with another.
I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcome with open arms, praise God, just as I am.
There with me, I come broken.
I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood. Just as I am, I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed.
Jesus is our only hope. Let's sing this next verse. Just as I am, I'm waiting. Now wait.
Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blood to thee whose blood can cleanse.
Come today and know Christ, then we invite you to come right here. You need to be a part of this church family, then come. You need to come and just kneel and someone pray over you, then during this invitation time, we invite you to just step out and come. John's going to continue to sing that song, and it's our invitation. It's God's appeal to your heart. Jesus died for you, and he invites you to come and trust him. To be saved, to follow him with all of your heart. For some of you, it's to believe. For some, it's to be baptized. For some, it's to belong, and you need to come today. John's singing. You step out, and you come as God calls in your heart this day.
Just as I am without one.
Somebody's here and you're without Christ today. Don't leave this place not knowing him. Come. Some of you have been struggling about being a part of the family. Then come today. This one last stanza of appeal, just for you. While John sings and you join him, you come.
Just as I am, I would be lost, but mercy and grace. my freedom bought, and now to glory.
Before we go, we're going to sing another song together. I want to thank you for praying with me today. As I shared with these guys down here, I came with a little fear and trembling in a different kind of service. You know how you'd respond to that today. But thank you for your response, calling out unto the Lord. Sign up if you'll be one of those 2,000 that'll pray for 100 days beginning January 10th. Start before then, but we're going to unite together on that day in January, praying up to Easter for God to do a miraculous thing among us in those 100 days. So you can stop by, sign up today, or just do it at home, online. You can do that there, and that'll be a good thing. Pick up one of those books today out in the back, one of those devotionals you'd like. I think I got about 500 of them out there is all, but if you'd like to get one of those, they're 10, make a great gift. There's some great devotional stuff in there for the coming year. Help you in your 100 days as you pray together. I've asked John to help us do something. We started today reading the Lord's Prayer. And before we go, I want us to sing it. You hear this at weddings and other times, sometimes at funerals. You know it. And we sing it. You say, well, I'm not real good at it. Well, just make a joyful noise. And for some of you, a noise will be an upgrade. Amen? But just lift that. John's going to lead us with his voice, and we'll just give praise. When we finish, amen, we'll be dismissed to go from this place, and I'll see you back here at 5:30. We're going to talk about judgment tonight. Great service. We'll enjoy it 5:30. We'll baptize and come to the faith service 5:30. We'll talk about the judgments of God in that evening time. John, lead us as we sing the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our day. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We'll see you next time at a place called Olive.